Okay, now can we talk about the ventilation?
I guess we can. Okay, so as I was saying earlier, everyone knows the importance of having good ventilation inside your home, especially in winter when you've, you know, you're often have your home closed up trying to keep the warm air in. It's important to open the windows and doors during the day just to let some good air flow through. But what a lot of people don't know is the importance of ventilation underneath your home as well. It's very important. Obviously, you've got a lot of pipes and things running around down underneath your home, so it can often get a little bit damp. The importance of the ventilation is to try and keep underneath your home as dry as possible. This deters any rotting or decaying of the structural timbers. It's also important to deter termites as well, because they're naturally attracted to moist areas.
And I think, you know, no one thinks about the ventilation under the home. You know, you think about, I don't know, keeping the house dry and that sort of thing. But even pets, if you have pets in the yard, they can get underneath the house and, as you said, you know, knock over pipes or whatever it is.
That's right. Yeah. People don't realise that it can be quite a nuisance to let your pets in underneath the house. Yeah, they can destroy a lot of the plumbing. They also bring little nasties like fleas underneath your home, which can get up through your flooring and into your house as well. So, very important to try and keep the pets out, but also allow the air through.
And what a nightmare to try and get under there as well. You know, you have to get a flashlight on. You never know what you're going to find. And, you know, you wouldn't want to be doing that yourself. I mean, just it seems like too much trouble, doesn't it?
It does indeed. So I guess the old saying, prevention is better than cure. So there's a couple of ways that you can encourage ventilation under your home. Okay, so the more common types of allowing ventilation underneath your home are airflow vents. So airflow vents are mounted into the brick veneer or the brick exterior of your property, and the purpose is to allow air to flow freely through underneath your home. They must be strategically placed, however, a lot of people don't realise that, in order to encourage cross-flow ventilation. And that just means, you know, where fresh air is coming in one side, it needs to flush out the stale air on the other. And they also need to be designed so that they don't block up over time. So it's important not to have, you know, gardens right up against your home in front of the ventilation that might stop the airflow flowing through and things like that.
And where would you get that advice from? You know, would you ask a builder or would you...
Definitely. Speak to a builder. I'm sure that they'll be able to recommend what method would best suit your home.
And could you... What's the word? Once you say you have an older home, could you put them in after the fact? You know, obviously, could you put those in under the house?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not a builder, obviously, but I'm pretty sure that it's something that can be corrected if you're experiencing bad ventilation under your home and you need to install the airflow vents. It's something that can be done pretty easily. So speak to a builder. If you need any names and numbers of builders, we certainly have that available for you at the office.